rest of the story. As a youngster growing up in France, Jean Disparati collected stamps. He saved his pennies for one particularly coveted French colonial stamp, only to discover later it was a forgery. Thus embittered, Jean set out upon a lifetime path of revenge. He wanted to fool the so-called stamp experts from then on by becoming the most undetectable stamp forger ever. And he achieved that goal. The world's best philatelists, the most renowned of all stamp collectors, came to stake their reputations on the authenticity of stamps, including certain stamps which had been forged by Jean Disparati. That's how good he was. There was a time in 1942 when this deceptive master craftsman proved too good for his own good. Apparently, Jean had sent 18 rare stamps by mail from his home in France to a well-known philatelist in Lisbon, Portugal. This was wartime, remember. Postal censors were particularly cautious, and that's just where Jean's envelope hit a snag. Postal control station on the Spanish border. The customs office seized the envelope. Appraisers ascertained that the enclosed stamps were indeed genuine. Disparati's arrest was ordered. The charge, illegally exporting capital in the form of rare postage stamps. Well, almost immediately, Jean found himself in court, being described by the prosecuting attorney as a smuggler of valuable collector items. At that point, Jean spoke up and said he was not guilty. The so-called valuable stamps were worth nothing, he insisted. He'd made them himself at home. But the judge smiled, the prosecutor shrugged, the case was postponed, pending a put-down of this decidedly ingenious but leaky alibi. Nobody believed Jean Disparati. Months later, after an exhaustive examination of the stamps in question, one of the most distinguished philatelists in all of France submitted a lengthy evaluation to the court, and that report stated conclusively the stamps were real. It was impossible, noted the expert, to duplicate exactly dimensions, colors, papers, adhesives, watermarks, perforations. The stamps Jean had claimed to have forged had been subjected to chemical tests, spectroscopes, microscopes, micrometers. There was no way anyone on earth could have forged the evidence. Of course, you know the stamps were forged. Soon the whole world knew it, too, because Jean Disparati, in order to save his own skin, returned to his home laboratory once more, and when he emerged, he brought with him three more sets of the same 18-cent stamps already held as evidence by the court, and the new forgeries were equally identifiable as such. Disparati was acquitted of smuggling rare stamps. And the little boy who had once been cheated out of his lunch money by a philatelic expert had at last got his revenge. Today, the incomparable postage stamp forgeries of Jean Disparati sell for as much as the originals. And he remains the only stamp forger in all history who had to prove his crime in order to escape punishment. And perhaps even beyond that, the greatest tribute to his craftsmanship, the lasting testimony to his revenge against the philatelists, is that the experts, even to this day, still gaze at their collections and wonder. But you know the rest of the story.